Chapter 35. Cavan Hall was packed tight for the Council of War. As champion of Redwall, Arvan sat at the Abbess's right paw, his weapon, the great sword of Marthand the Warrior, laid flat on the table in front of him. As guests and experienced fighters, Major Perigor and his heirs held the right side of the table, Logalog and his shrews, with Gergan Spearback and the Otter crew facing them. The Gowsome chieftain had something to say before the main meeting got underway.
About that water running beneath your south wall, I think I've found the answer to the problem. Today, we found where the water comes out. Good job we did too, or Skipper would have never been seen again. So I figures that I knows the waterways of Mossflower better than most. Anyhow, I put on me thinking cap about that stream. If it's got a place to come out, stands to sense there must be a spot where it flows in. Heed me now. I think I knows where that very place is. 'Tis on the river north and west of Redwall. I've sailed it a few times and seen where it splits off. With your permission, Abbess, ma'am, I'd like to take some of your otters and mole folk with me to dam her off and stop the water flowing under your wall. We'll go first light tomorrow. Sooner the better.
Mother Abbess Tansy signalled for her helpers to begin serving supper all round.
You have my permission and may fortune go with you and yours, Logalog. The Gowsome have always been special friends of Redwall. Skipper, form Earl Diggum, will you assist the shrews?
Aye, marm. My crew's willing and ready.
Boar! He can count on us, Abbess.
Tammo was sitting between Perigord and Pask. He sipped hot red berry cordial and nibbled a wedge of heavy fruit cake, not feeling really hungry. Cavan Hall seemed over full, rather muggy, warm and distant. Tammo's eyes drooped, then he swayed slightly and settled back as the talk became a soothing murmur, as if it were echoes from far away. Then a butterfly flew gently by in his sleep-laden imagination, soft, delicate and silent. It settled on the pink flowers of an almond tree, closing its fragile pale gold wings. The flowers fell, drifting slowly through still noon air, lighting with scarcely a ripple on the tranquil waters of a shady stream, catching a small eddy. Butterfly and flowers together went round and round in lazy circles.